Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachas daf Nun Gimel. Begin on Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of the Maskel. It begins with the words of the Gemara. V'chitam, and if you're going to say Hachi Sura Azale, that the prohibition has already gone away. Taisa explains why didn't the Gemara ask seemingly a more obvious question, that if that's the case, then what's with a non-Jew from a non-Jew? That is, Taisa is going on regarding a brisa that mentioned that if a Yisrael lights the fire from a non-Jew's candle on Matzah Shabbos, you can make a bracha on that fire by Mer Eish. But if a non-Jew lit from another non-Jew, then you can't make the bracha on that. Now the Gemara asks, why is it different, a non-Jew from a non-Jew, that you cannot make the bracha? Because that's originally from the fire that did not rest, meaning it was a prohibited fire that was lit on Shabbos. So then a Jew also lights from a non-Jew. It's also, the origin is also from a prohibited source. Now the Gemara answers, no, the reason why it's permitted when the Jew lights from the non-Jew's fire is because it's not the same fire that was not Shavas. Why? Because fire continuously is changing what it's burning, which is the fuel. So therefore, the fire that you're making the bracha on right now is not the fire that was not, so to speak, Shavas on Shabbos. That the Gemara asks, but we're learning the Brisa that says if someone takes out and carries a flame on Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah is chayiv, if you say the fire is continuously changing, it's not the same fire because it's being fueled by something else the whole time. So why you chayiv when you carry what you put, what you did akira, what you took out from one rishus is not what you put down the other rishus, and it has to be the same thing to be chayiv when it saw what you said that it already changed. It's not the same thing. That's the Gemara's question. Now, on that says Taisis that Havamatila Kshuye, the Gemara could have asked a more obvious question. Ihachi, if that's the case, that you're saying the reasoning why it's permitted for the Yisrael because not the same fire anymore, that Hachi, so like our Divra Maschal Taisis says that Hachi Sura Azale, that the prohibited element is already gone, it's a different fire, then what do you mean? Then even a non-Jew who lit from another non-Jew should also be permitted because it's a different fire from that non-Jew that didn't have the problem of not being Shabbos. So then why are you saying this as an approach for why the Yisrael from the Nachri is permitted? Then the Nachri from the Nachri should also be permitted. So Taisis, you're right. The Gemara could have asked that. Eladifa minei parach, but rather the Gemara asks a better question from the Braisa of carrying out a flame on Shabbos, because had they asked this question of Nachri from Nachri, then Havamutzalishnui, the Gemara could have answered on the question of a non-Jew from another non-Jew. Could the Mishan Misamach, like the Gemara actually does explain and answer later on that although you're right, according to the basic law, a non-Jew from another non-Jew would be permitted because the fire continuously changing. But as the Gemara ultimately tells us, the Rabbanan made a decree not to make a bracha on the fire of even one non-Jew from another one, because then you might make the bracha on the first non-Jew with his original flame before it gets a chance to change. So therefore, since the Gemara could have answered that, which ultimately it does, asks from a better question on the interpretation that we're saying, it can't be because the flame changes, because then even by a Yisrael himself, how do we understand regarding the Isser of Haitzah? And therefore the Gemara asks from that halacha, not from Nachri ben Nachri. Continuing next, Taisa Masechta Tehillim begins with the words of the Gemara, that as we just mentioned, that the ultimate reason why it's problematic, even one non-Jew from another one, is because Gezer Mishum Nachri Rishon, it's a decree because of the first non-Jew, who has the original fire, where V'Nachri Rishon Mishum Amud Rishon B'chul, and even the original non-Jew, it's even not a problem even by him himself. The only problem is because of that original flame of that it was from when it was lit on Shabbos right before the end of Shabbos. Taisa explains the answer to the Gemara. The Gemara brought that, yeah, the reason why you can't take from one non-Jew who took from another non-Jew is because, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem because it's actually a different fire. But if we allowed a second non-Jew, then we might come to go to the primary non-Jew who, and that's a problem also because you might take from that primary non-Jew's first fire, which didn't change yet. So that Taisis asks, what do you mean? And this question that the Mefarshim explained is according to, as we said in the Divrei Maschil, Taisis' Girsa is different than our Girsa, the way Rashi has it. According to Taisis, as we see in the Divrei Maschil, this is seemingly what's called a gzeira legzeira. First, you're making a decree that not to make a bracha on the fire of the second non-Jew, because you might make it on the fire of the first non-Jew. But even the first non-Jew is not a problem, essentially. It's only because even the first non-Jew himself, it's a gzeira, that you might use the fire of right after Shabbos, which didn't get a chance to transfer yet and change over into a new fire. It's still the original flame that he lit. And therefore, it's forbidden by what essentially tells the question is that it's a gzeira legzeira. You're making the second one because of the first one, and the first one is only because of his first flame. So isn't that a usually we don't make such a double decree? Says Taisa, no chad gzeri. It's actually one decree, because the Gazer Chacham, the Rabbanan, made a degzerim. Kol eish nachri shabiyat hanachri, any foreign fire in the hand of a non-Jew, that's going to be forbidden. Why? D'iloi ha, because if we wouldn't say that even the second non-Jew would be forbidden, then leikai maha, then we would not be able to maintain the original gezerah on the first non-Jew. So you're right, really we would not make a gezerah, but we have to make the second gezerah to maintain the first gezerah, so that you don't use from the first non-Jew, which even by him it's one gezerah, because of you might come to use the first one, which that for sure you can't use because that wasn't Shabbos. But again, that's again only according to Taisus, who learns it as a double gezerah. According to Rashi, it's essentially really one gezerah. But Taisus learns it as two. He has to explain that, yeah, but it's only because we need the second one to maintain the first one. Avol nachri shedlik miYisrael, but let's say a non-Jew lights from a Jew's flame, or viYisrael manachri, or the Jew from the non-Jew's flame. So that is our Gemara says, then mevarchin lav, then you do make a bracha on such a flame. Because like we said, since the gezerah was only regarding the flame of a non-Jew, which is now in the hand of a non-Jew, whereas by a non-Jew lights from Yisrael, which that's the Jew's flame, or Yisrael that lit from a non-Jew, which now it's in a Jew, by the hand of a Jew, so that we did not make the gezerah. And Taisa says, v'chi kamal, and that's actually as we rule, that the lachi is that only a nachri from a nachri, but Yisrael from a nachri, nachri from Yisrael, you can make a bracha on such a flame. Timonex Taisa de Masal, this begins with the words of the Gemara, ha di'ika adam chashem. Here it's talking about when there is a chashem, a person, there's a distinguished personality, which Taisa actually comes to explain two interpretations of what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara had a contradiction. One Brisa says, if you have a fire, a flame in shul, you can make a bracha on it. Another one says you cannot. So the Gemara says, not a difficulty. This one's talking about that there's a chash of a person in the shul, and this one's talking about that there is no chash of a person. So, therefore, says Taisus, im kain, if that's the case, shum kvaydi shal chashim. If you have a chash of a person in shul, so then why is the flame being lit? Only for that there is a distinguishment for that distinguished person, but it's not for the flame itself. It wasn't made to be able to see. It's a certain sign of chashivas that a chashiv person is, you have candles. So, kach pirsh Rashi, that's how Rashi explains, that when is it that we're not going to make the bracha? Meaning, because it has to be lo'ira. When there's a chashiv person. When there's no chashiv person, then it's being lit so you could see. But, varach pirsh ipcha brings to that Rabbeinu Chanan actually says the exact opposite. It says, ba'adam chashiv, when there's a chashiv person, lo'ira, then you actually light the candle so that he could be able to see. So that actually, that's when you could make a bracha on such a fire, by my age. But when there's no chashiv person, then also lechavik basic kness. And why are you lighting a candle in shul? It's just for the dignity of the shul. And actually, that's when it's not lit for illuminating purposes. And actually, that's when you would not be able to make a bracha on such a flame. Continue next taste of Mimaschal. This begins with the words of the Gemara, Ein mevarchan olav. We don't make a bracha on such an oil, which Tois comes to explain the halacha of this oil that has a good smell. Which Rafuna said that the oil that's used to get rid of the filth after the meal on the person's hands, although it has a good smell, you're not going to make it a bracha on that smell. But rather, Pirush Rashi explains that miu mevarchan olav bari shemen arev, that although we don't make a bracha of bari atzav esamim, we're going to make the bracha on that oil that Hashem created, sweet oil. But again, not the bracha bari atzav esamim, like we said, because the bracha that we make on the besamim is only if it was made for that to have a good smell. But when it's not made to have a good smell, it's just really to get rid of the filth. Although it does have a good smell, you'll make bari shem and arf. That is taisis v'adam alel b'ketzim v'archim. And this is the Gemara said previously, daf mem gimel v'alf. Hai mishcha kevisham, which that is oil that one has submerged in it, fragrant spices, which has a good smell. The Gemara says, over the mevarchim lo bari atz b'sam, you make a bracha that Hashem created, fragrant wood spices. So why is it any different over here regarding the oil that comes to get rid of the filth and you don't make a barat besamim? There is also oil that has a good smell from the besamim and you make a barat besamim. So he says, because hainu b'bol ariach. That is tomo when you're coming to use it as for fragrant spice. So although it's oil, but you're coming to smell it, so then you can make a barat besamim. And b'loy mayri b'teich asuda. There is not talking about the oil came in the middle of the meal to get rid of the filth. But if it's coming in the middle of the meal just to get rid of the filth, so then actually, you're not going to make a bracha of bari atz b'samim, rather you can make a bracha of bari shem and arev, because that is the primary utility of it to get rid of the filth, and you'll just say that it's sweet oil, but again, that's the purpose of the oil, and it's not there for the smelling of the fragrant spice, and therefore you don't make that bracha of bari atz b'samim.